long-lasting relief. Relief that lasts 10 full hours. So let's revise that forecast, because with Cortisone 10, your day is looking a whole lot better. That's the power of 10. Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Got a great show coming up for you. Some early kickoff times released in college football in Covfefe.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Whenever we need a brilliant insight, he's available at the drop of a hat.
Hey, Ma! I'm done with my segment!
And we begin today's show with a tip of the cap to John Clayton, who we found out earlier today, also a victim of ESPN's downsizing. Not the coach, though, Lee Corso, back on board. And welcome in to a Wednesday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann, soon to be a full-time part of the program, getting his feet wet, dipping his big toe into the water today on the other side of the glass. Good show coming up for you. Colonels manager Tommy Watkins is going to be with us at the bottom of the hour. Cody Taylor from BasketballInsiders.com with us at 5:30 as well. And lots of Major League Baseball talk to get to in addition to college football. We're actually going to talk win totals in Las Vegas today as well. I don't know why he's in such a hurry to leave the studio. I was actually going to congratulate or thank Scott Unash for doing the deed of a good Samaritan today. Alex?
I missed this.
We were
was
on
this
our way.
Lunch?
Yes, we were on our way back from lunch, and as we turned the corner off of Wilson to come back to the station, there was a dog in the middle of the road, a good-looking lab, and the dog seemed a little bewildered, confused maybe. It had a leash on, and so we pulled over. There were four of us in the station vehicle, actually driving the KGYM truck. So if you saw us out and about, good for you, I guess. But we pulled over, and so did the person driving directly behind us, because they couldn't figure out what was going on. It took that particular woman about 2 minutes to figure out that maybe she should drive around the truck that had put its flashing lights on, its blinkers. But Scott hopped out, attempted to locate the dog and get the dog into the back of the pickup truck. But by the time Scott got over to the dog, it had made its way into the wooded area that's not too far away from the station here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. So I wish I could definitively say that we had a happy ending to report there. But the best part is, the entire time that Scott's trying to wrangle the dog, someone in the truck, and it wasn't me, is trying to convince the driver that we needed to leave Unash behind.
I think I know who that might be.
Just
I'm not
going to
name
him.
Any names. But
leave him. It would be funny. No, don't leave
him.
No,
that wouldn't be funny.
He's trying to do a good deed, because the dog did have a collar on. We could easily see that.
And a leash?
He had a collar. Well, did I say leash? Collar is what
okay.
I meant. See, I don't own a dog. So sometimes, like iPad, iPod, sometimes I don't say the right thing. But needless to say, the dog, it outsmarted Unash and made its way. Look, maybe the dog is having the best day of its life. Maybe it's out of the yard for the first time ever. It looked to be an older dog. So maybe the dog just wanted to go exploring. He wanted to see what the world had to offer. And he
smell
just wasn't
the aroma
ready to go.
Of Cedar Rapids.
He wasn't ready to go back into captivity, and so he said, "No, no, thank you."
Is it a Crunchberry Day?
There was no odor in the
okay.
air.
Okay,
at least
hoping
before
for that
lunch,
dog so he or she could experience.
There was
what
after
a Crunchberry
lunch,
Day has to offer.
I didn't control the windows in the station vehicle; they were remaining up on the drive home. As we mentioned, college football news to get to today. The select start times released for both Iowa and Iowa State football games today, and a little bit of news to mine from this. Other notes coming up on your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. But Alex, we've got start times for four Iowa football games this fall, including the Cy-Hawk Series game against Iowa State. It's going to be an 11 a.m. kickoff this year at Kinnick Stadium.
I'm trying to think. Last couple of years, last year it was a night game. The year before that, it was a late afternoon game. So it's just interesting how this game kind of fluctuates. It's usually one of the ESPN or ABC games, but the time slot seems to fluctuate. Do you think 11 a.m. is the ideal slot for this game?
I am a big fan of 11 a.m. kickoffs.
But I am
that's
as well,
because,
but...
That's because I'm usually there in a working capacity. I could not care less what time a game starts, because it doesn't affect my enjoyment of the football game, because I'm there and I'm miserable because I'm at work. And there's a thousand things I'd rather be doing on a weekend than sitting there watching the game sober and not cheering and all of that good stuff that goes with being in the business that we're in. Although, nowadays, sometimes there is cheering in the press box. Not that I condone that. But 11 a.m. kickoffs for me, I like, because you get to move on with your evening and you're home. You can go out to dinner. You can go to the movies, spend some family time, whatever you need to do. Afternoon kickoffs. Look, I think most of us can agree that 1 p.m. kickoffs were ideal, because you got a little bit of extra time in the morning to tailgate. The game would still get over early, late afternoon, early evening. And so you sort of got the best of both worlds. But TV has all but obliterated that. That's the poll question today, by the way. KGYMradio.com. Do you like the 11 a.m. start time on this year's Cy-Hawk game? Yes or no? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. The North Texas game on September 16th will be an ESPN2 broadcast at 2:30. Iowa's homecoming contest against Illinois on October 7th is scheduled for an 11 a.m. kickoff. No surprise there. And then the Black Friday game against Nebraska, it's in Lincoln this year. This is a new wrinkle, because I think it's going to allow people to maybe travel over the day of the game, or maybe spend a little bit more time with their families on Thanksgiving. A 3 o'clock kickoff for Nebraska and Iowa on Black Friday. That game will be broadcast on FS1. Some people on social media were wondering why that is. As part of the Big Ten's new TV deal with Fox and ESPN, Fox got the first picks this year. So they were able to take some of the marquee games, and Iowa-Nebraska is one of those games that it selected, which probably means you're looking at Gus Johnson and Joel Klatt doing the game, which I know a lot of Iowa fans will be excited about. But Nebraska and Iowa kick it off at 3 o'clock on Black Friday this year.
So that's an extra half hour from when it kicked off last year. It was a 2:30 kickoff last year.
Well, it's been a morning kickoff.
Did last year's game, it didn't go into the evening? I'm trying to think. I thought that I remember last year's game going into the evening. I could be wrong on that. But it's usually kind of fluctuating whether it's the 11 a.m. or 2:30 p.m. kickoff on ABC that day. And Black Friday, I think, is an interesting time. This game is replaced when Nebraska was in the Big 12. They used to play Colorado, and it's kind of the natural rivalry there. I personally love the football games on Black Friday, just adding a little bit more space in between that last week of the season between games, and you get a morning game sometime, or excuse me, you get an afternoon game, you get a night game, you get a morning game, and some of the best matchups of that last week of the season. So I think that extra half hour maybe will allow people to travel the day of, and we'll see how that works out. And I'll be interested to see who the broadcast team is on Fox, and how the Fox coverage and the Fox contract with the Big Ten affects the coverage, because there are still a lot of games on the Iowa schedule that have not been announced. How many more of those will be on Fox? That's remaining to be
seen.
And
it's sort of interesting because with the release of the games today, it doesn't look like Iowa is going to be anybody's homecoming opponent this year. And the Hawkeyes are usually somebody's homecoming opponent. So that hinders knowing some of the other start times. Now, Iowa State also put out some start times for four of their games, including the season opener on September 2nd against UNI. That's going to be a 7 o'clock kickoff. Unfortunately, it's only going to be aired on Cyclones TV, which I know bothers some people, not being able to see two of the in-state schools go at it very easily. As we mentioned, 11 a.m. kickoff for the Iowa game. That's either going to be on ESPN or ESPN2. I think I neglected to mention that. The September 16th game on the road at Akron will be an 11 a.m. kickoff on CBS Sportsnet. And then Iowa State's September 28th game against Texas is going to get the ESPN treatment. But kickoff time is still up in the air. There's a 30-minute window, 6:30 or 7 o'clock. But it will be a night game at Jack Trice Stadium this fall between the Texas Longhorns and the Cyclones. 319-366-1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Josh in Iowa City says it was a 2:30 start time last year for Nebraska. I know they'd played played it earlier the first couple years, too, because that's been an ongoing thing. I've got a routine as far as when I get to duck out of family Thanksgiving. If they're listening, I love spending time with my family at Thanksgiving. If they're not, it's not maybe the worst thing in the world to duck out a little bit early and hit the road. A couple years ago, they had that bad ice storm the last time that Iowa played in Nebraska. But this year, 3 o'clock kickoff on Fox Sports, and it'll be interesting to see. Later on today, we're going to get to Vegas win totals for Iowa, Iowa State, and a couple other teams in college football that I think are going to be interesting. But anything as far as kickoff times really jump out at you there, Alex?
Like I was talking about with the Iowa State game, I'm just trying to figure out which time slot I think works the best. And we've seen that game played in pretty much every time slot. And from experience now as to seeing pretty much this game being played at every time of the day, I think 11 a.m. is probably the best time, whether it's in Ames or whether the game's in Iowa City, because I think fans like getting up a little bit earlier to tailgate if they want to do that. They watch the game is over by 2:30 or 3, and then they have the rest of the day to maybe tailgate a little bit more, go to downtown Iowa City. It kind of creates a buzz around the city, whichever city it's in, that I think a night game does a little bit, but not to the extent of making it an all-day event like that morning game does. So I really like the 11 a.m. kickoff for Iowa State, and then that 2:30 game against North Texas. I really, really dislike 2:30 start times for the most part, because especially on a regular college football Friday, it takes your whole day away. It takes your morning away. It takes your afternoon away. It takes your night away to a certain extent. And if you're going to have a game, I would much rather it be under the lights at night. I understand why there's a 2:30 start time. They have to play games at that time, but that is my least favorite time slot of any of them. Is that yours?
No, I'm really not a fan of the late kickoffs, just because they get over so late at night, and then it's almost impossible to get any work done. And then if we do a post game show,
that's
here,
true.
it makes for a really long night. And it's the first world problem, and I get that, but you've got to look at it through the perspective of we don't get to do a lot of the fun things that fans do. So when I complain about start times and all of that stuff, I'm not doing it from the perspective of a fan. I'm doing it from someone who, this is my job. This affects how I make my living and whether or not I get to spend part of my weekend doing things around the house that don't get done Monday through Friday because I'm also working the old 9-to-5. This isn't really a 9-to-5 job either, especially when you're on until 7 o'clock at night. We do have the 6 o'clock showdown coming up for you today in hour number 3 on the line. A couple Chick-fil-A smokehouse sandwiches from our friends at Chick-fil-A Lindale. 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you answer more than your opponent, you're going to take home those sandwiches. Make sure that you tell Mark in the Jerry Garcia tie that Todd said hello. Also coming up for you for the final time, sometime between now and 7 o'clock, and I promise that it won't be 6:57. Hold me to that, Alex. Somebody's going to win $100 today just for listening to local programming here on KGYM. It's the final $100 a day in the month of May. Can't say this enough, but once again, a big thank you going out to Toyota of Iowa City for helping sponsor the $100 giveaway. The checks are or will be in the mail depending on when you won this month. We don't cut them immediately, but we've got one final blank check waiting in the KGYM safe. We don't have a KGYM safe. Everything in the building belongs to other radio stations, but we lease the space from them. There's one blank check in there. It's $100. It just needs a name on it, and we're going to give that out to somebody before 7 o'clock tonight. A couple Major League Baseball finals earlier today. Cincinnati lost to Toronto 5-4, but Scott Schebler hit his National League-leading 16th home run today for the Reds. He's hitting .249, but he's got a good on-base percentage at .876, or OPS, I should say. And Houston, it was probably a good thing that the Twins played early today, and we didn't have them on 107.5 FM. Houston beat Minnesota 17-6, another horrendous day for the Twins bullpen. And over the course of the 3-game series, the Astros scored a franchise record 40 runs against the Twins.
Hot take time, Todd. Is this the proverbial rebuilding team coming back down to earth against the best team in baseball?
Well, we're talking with Mark Dukes as he left the studio, who's there may not be a bigger Minnesota Twins fan in Eastern Iowa than Mark. And the bullpen wasn't that great to begin with coming into the year. And we all agree Houston is a really good team.
They're
the best team in baseball right now. And that is a tremendous offense that A.J. Hinch is able to field night in and night out. When you've got a guy like Alex Bregman, who's a tremendous, tremendous young player, batting him ninth, that's a hell of a lineup. And I think it's a little bit of both worlds there. But if I'm Minnesota Twins management, it looks to be the clock striking midnight here shortly. And then it makes it a little bit easier to move forward with maybe trading Irvin Santana, where there's a year left on his deal and he's never going to have a higher value. So it'll be fascinating to see how things play out. Cubs are in action today as well, taking on the Padres in San Diego. We'll give you an update on that when we come back. It's 4:24. Cedar Rapids Colonels manager Tommy Watkins will join us at the bottom of the hour. And a whole lot more. The Todd Rummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing right here on KGYM after this.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Castrol conventional motor oil and an STP filter for just $23.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job site? Oh,
Well, I guess it can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My Lists that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us, whenever and wherever you want. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Missing that spring in your step? Maybe it's time to stop tossing and turning on your old mattress. Time for a new bed. A Sleep Number bed adjusts to your own individualized comfort and support. And it's built to last 25 years, but costs about the same as a traditional mattress. In fact, 9 out of 10 Sleep Number owners recommend it. And you can only find it at a Sleep Number store. Oh, and right now, it's the lowest price ever on our temperature balancing i8 bed. Save $700. Ends Sunday. For research information and to find one of our 550 stores nationwide, go to sleepnumber.com.
If you were with us last night on the program, the final 30 minutes, you heard the story about the catfish thrower at Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals in Pittsburgh. Our long national nightmare is over. The charges have been dropped.
So the lawyer, the free lawyers that he got,
the,
did a great job.
It didn't even get that far.
Didn't get that far.
No. They just, we're going to throw these charges out.
I wonder if they just kept the ban him from P&G Arena for life.
I think having to walk around with a catfish slathered in old style cologne in your pants for several hours is probably punishment enough.
Well, he did that to himself.
At that point, he did do it to himself, but self inflicted. And the mayor of Pittsburgh actually put out an interesting news release today. A statement about the whole situation, which was filled with pun after pun after pun regarding fish. And if you're on social media, you can come across that, as well as some other things today that may or may not pique your interest. 319-366-1600, that's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We dive now into a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Already went over those start times for Iowa and Iowa State football games this fall. Each school releasing four start times, but the one most folks in Iowa care about, Iowa and Iowa State, will meet on September 9th this year at 11 a.m. It's the first 11 a.m. kickoff in the series since 2011. Folks may remember that as the triple overtime game in Ames, arguably one of the best in the series history. Iowa first baseman Jake Adams today was named a semifinalist for USA Baseball's Golden Spikes Award, one of 25 names on the list. That award goes to the best amateur college baseball player in the country. The University of Iowa officially wrote checks for $6.5 million in the settlement with former athletics administrator Jane Meyer and field hockey coach Tracy Griesbaum on Friday, according to the Cedar Rapids Gazette. The school settled with the duo after their attorneys earlier this month after a jury awarded Meyer $1.4 million in her discrimination suit against the school. The Cedar Rapids Colonels fell to the Quad Cities River Bandits 8-2 in the series opener between the two teams last night at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Quad Cities starter Carlos Sanabria retired 18 consecutive batters before Ariel Montesino's leadoff double in the seventh. Colonels still in first place take on the River Bandits tonight at 6:35. Earlier today, they announced that pitcher Tom Hackamer had been promoted to Fort Myers. Tyler Wells comes off the disabled list. We'll chat a little Colonels baseball with Tommy Watkins coming up at the bottom of the hour. One other note to pass along today, UNI softball coach Ryan Jacobs gets a two-year contract extension in Cedar Falls.
Now, you know Tommy Watkins well, and we'll chat with him in just about two minutes.
Too well, yes.
If Tommy Watkins were to succeed on any reality television show, which television show would he be cast on?
Tommy would tell you The Voice, because he thinks he can sing.
And is that true, or is that untrue?
That would be so far from the truth, it hurts to even picture Blake Shelton having to deliver the news to him that he's not going to be the next Darius Rucker. I would say if he was going to be cast on any reality TV show where he would have a chance at succeeding, I think Tommy would be really good on Survivor, just because he's good at building relationships and communicating, and everybody likes him, and that would make him really dangerous on that program, because I don't think he would have any qualms about trying to stab someone in the back if it meant winning. But he's, you look at him and he's smiling and he's happy and he, how y'all doing, and everybody loves him, but he's competitive. So I would give him a spot on Survivor.
These are the type of questions that we're going to have to throw into this interview, because not just this one in particular, but we're going to have Tommy every Tuesday. We can't just talk baseball. We've got to broaden our horizons. Maybe start a hashtag like we did Ask Demand. No,
and
we can't do that.
I know what this is. I know what this is going to turn into. This is, he's going to hear this, and then if I see him at the ballpark tonight or tomorrow, Colonels, by the way, have a special guest tomorrow. We'll tell you a little bit about that later on in the program today. A former Major League All-Star is going to be at tomorrow's Colonels game. He's going to hear about it, and then the next time that he sees me, he's never going to let me live it down. That's the way that this is going to play out. Guarantee it right now. College football news today. As we mentioned last week, Las Vegas released the over-unders, the win totals for college football teams. We've got Iowa's and Iowa State's, as well as some other interesting teams throughout college football. We're going to dive into that to kick off hour number two of the program today. Lots more to come, including Cody Taylor from Basketball Insiders during hour number two of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM. But when we return, as promised, it's Tuesdays with Tommy on a Wednesday.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
And on ESPN News. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. Developing story, LeBron James responding to the incident at his Los Angeles home where a racial slur was spray painted on a gate. James said, in part, this shows racism will always be a part of the world, part of America, adding that hate in America, especially for African Americans, is living every day. Hidden most days, it is alive every single day. James and the Cavaliers play the Warriors in Game 1 of the NBA Finals tomorrow, 8 Eastern, ESPN Radio and ABC. National slugger Bryce Harper had his suspension for his role in Monday's brawl against the Giants reduced from 4 games to 3 after agreeing to drop his appeal. Harper starts the suspension tonight in San Francisco. He can return Sunday. Giants pitcher Hunter Strickland suspended 6 games for the incident. Astros ran their winning streak to 9 with a 17-6 victory over the Twins today. Marlins got a combined 6 RBI, 4-run scored performance from Marcelo Zuna and Justin Bour in a 10-2 rout of the Phillies. Cubs and Padres tied at 1, top of the 7th. The quest for Lord Stanley's Cup resumes with Game 2 of the final tonight for the Predators and Penguins. Pittsburgh has a 1-0 series lead.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertzian and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Does your supply house give you the tools you need to run your business from the office or from the job sites? Oh, well, I guess it can't all be like Ferguson. Ferguson.com gives you access to real-time inventory, apps to quickly restock your trucks, account and billing information, and shipping and delivery status right from your desktop or mobile device. And with product photos and spec sheets and personalized My Lists that make reorders a snap, we've made it easier than ever to do business with us, whenever and wherever you want. Get started at Ferguson.com.
Welcome back to hour number one of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM, 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. That would be the historic main gym. Colonels with a tough loss last night, falling to the Quad Cities River Bandits. Series continuing tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium with a 6:35 first pitch. And because it was a strange week, three-day weekend, and no Monday, so yesterday was Tuesday, but it felt like Monday, we're just going to pretend that Wednesday feels like Tuesday. And there's something, Alex, that we promised we were going to do on Tuesdays moving forward.
That's correct, and I believe it was talk to the gentleman whose jersey is hanging on our wall in the KGYM studio.
That's right. I promised I would never tell him what I paid for it at the Twins garage sale. It wasn't a king's ransom. But Tommy Watkins, the Colonel's manager, joining us here today for what is now going to become... Look, the people voted, Tommy. The people voted, and they said give you time every week. So do you have anything to say to the people?
Nice. I mean, thank you to the people. I've been trying to get this going since 2013, so it's been a long time coming, but I appreciate it.
Well, we weren't going to talk to you last year when you were in Chattanooga. That wouldn't have done us any good.
That's true, but I still try to, though.
All right, so last night you guys played Quad Cities, and you wind up losing. You're still in first place, but then you tell Jeff Johnson after the game that you're not playing like a first-place team. What do you mean?
Man, I don't know. Just some days the energy isn't there. I don't know. We've been doing pretty good this year, so... I can't complain about that, but, you know, just sometimes the energy isn't there. We gave away a lot of bats last night. Starting pitchers, body language wasn't very good last night in backup bases. So, you know, we just didn't do the things at first place. We didn't play like a first-place team last night. So, and we have those days sometimes, but we just got to minimize them.
As a minor league manager, with all the development that goes on at the lower level of the minor leagues and the comings and goings of players, what are the constants that you want to see from your team day in and day out?
I mean, energy and to play the game the right way. Like I tell them all the time, we can deal with losing. Losing is a part of the game. It's going to happen. But the way you lose is a big thing to me. And when you just go out and give at-bats away, you don't run balls out, you don't back up bases, and you look like you don't want to be there, that doesn't fly with me. So, you know, we got to correct some things. We'll talk about it today, and we'll give it another go tonight.
Colonel's manager Tommy Watkins joining us for his now weekly segment. We normally would call it Tuesdays with Tommy, but it is a Wednesday here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show. Tommy, last week when we chatted with you, one guy who did not come up is Jalen Davis. He's having an outstanding season, leading the Midwest League with 11 home runs right now. What can you tell us about Jalen Davis?
Jalen Davis went on a tear about a week ago. I hit like 6 homers in 3 days or so. Big time pop, great kid. I like to see him smile a little bit more, laugh and have fun, but great kid. I mean, I'm glad to have him. He plays hard every day. Tremendous pop, like I said, to all fields, and that's what's special about him. You see a lot of young guys when they hit home runs, they only pull them. But the one day he hit 3 in one game, he went left of the batter's eye, off the batter's eye and then right at the batter's eye. So that's pretty impressive.
So he's too serious. You want to see him lighten up a little bit?
Yeah, a little bit. Laugh, smile, enjoy yourself. You know, I try to explain to these guys, we get to come to the park every single day. Every day. And you got to enjoy it. You got to laugh. You got to have fun. And you just got to leave it all out there.
Do you get the sense that, because we are 2 weeks away from the Major League Baseball draft, is there a sense that maybe some guys are a little bit concerned about this time of year and their performances?
You know, I don't think so. Maybe a little bit. But, you know, when I played, I never really thought about the draft too much. But, you know, that's what the draft is. The draft is trying to find people to replace the guys that we have. But I don't think the guys worry about it too much. At least I hope they don't. Hope they just worry about going out and just doing their job every day. If you go out and do that, you don't have anything to worry about. So
as a player, you never had that mentality that, hey, the draft is right around the corner, and if I don't play well, I could lose my job in 3 weeks.
Well, not necessarily at the draft. I always thought like that anyways. I always thought I was on my way out all 12 years I played. But, not the draft. I never really thought about the draft too much like that. Like I said, I always thought I was on my way out. I think that's why I played as long as I did. I played kind of scared that I was going to lose my job.
Well, let's go back to your playing career. 38th round draft pick, and you, like you just said, you always felt like you were on your way out, but you made it to the major leagues. Does that help you connect with your players now, with players that are in a similar situation that you were in when you were a player?
I think it does. You know, I had a conversation with a guy yesterday. He said, you know, he had set for 6 days or so. And I went on to explain, I set for 3 weeks before, 21, 23 days without playing. So, you know, I've been there. I've been in those shoes. And I think that's one thing that helps me connect to him, that, you know, I've been at every level, including the big leagues briefly. And like I said, I had stretches where I played every day. I had stretches where I didn't play. And I had stretches where I was a utility player. So, you know, I've been through it all. So I kind of relate to him, you know, in that aspect.
Talking with Cedar Rapids Colonels manager Tommy Watkins, we did not get a chance to chat with you last week after you got ejected from that noon game. What was the story there, Tommy? What happened?
It was one of those days where I'm still trying to get my voice back from that day, too. It was just one of those days, one of those mornings where I was kind of fed up. We didn't play very well. It was the first inning when I got ejected, but I was trying to get him fired up a little bit. Seemed like the energy was down in the clubhouse. It was one of those days. And like I said, we try to minimize those days. I try to get him fired up. Didn't work so much. We bounced back and won the next day, so maybe it helped a little bit. But I don't know. I just told Dink, I said, the first close call I'm going, so wear your jersey. And it happened to be the first inning.
And then you went up to the suites and hung out with the people that were in the suites, right?
Yeah, you know, I went in every suite. I was sat in the press box for a little bit, talked to Jeff Johnson, and actually the umpires, their boss was in town. So I sat with him for a little bit. Went in every suite, visited with everybody. It was a lot of fun.
I bet that was an interesting conversation between you and the umpire supervisor.
Yeah, it was. As soon as I got there, I said, JJ, first close call, I was going. He said, I told you. So he already knew. He knew what the deal was.
So how much do you keep that in the back of your mind, that just like the players, those guys are, they're not perfect. They're trying to hone their craft. They're trying to get to the major leagues. So they're going to make mistakes too. Yet at the same time, their job is to always be right and to always get it right.
Yeah. We understand that they're just like our guys and myself. We're learning every day. They make mistakes, but sometimes it's how they handle it, you know, how they handle the game. You know, if you can't talk to a guy or approach him, that's not good. And they got to be willing to take feedback from us as well. So when a guy thinks he knows everything and acts like he knows everything, that's when we start to have problems.
Tommy, how much have advanced scouting and analytics made their way to minor league baseball?
Quite a bit. I don't know if you just saw the article about a week ago about the shifts and things like that. So we get all kinds of information, and you know, we try to take the things that we need and use them, like spray charts and pitchers' tendencies, what he throws in certain counts and things like that. We have all of that information. We don't give them to the players. We give them what we think they can use. You know, when at the big league level, guys have been around, they kind of take what they need and what they like and use it. Here, you know, the guys don't really the guys here, they don't really know how to use that information, so we try to help them through it.
All right, the big storyline in Major League Baseball the last couple of days has been Bryce Harper and Hunter Strickland. Did you ever have a situation where you had a long-running beef with a pitcher, or did you ever felt like somebody threw at you intentionally?
I've been throwing that twice, I think, on purpose. One time was I used to break up double plays all the time, and the second baseman said, "Hey, take it easy, take it easy." So ground ball, and I took them out pretty good. And, you know, they started yelling at me, but I said, "Hey, I play middle infielder. I'm not going in dirty, so I'm going to keep doing it. I want you to do the same to me." My next at-bat, pitcher threw two behind me, ended up hitting me. After the game, he apologized. He said that he didn't want to do it, but they told him to. So I said, "That's fine. It don't bother me." Another time I hit the catcher's glove on my backswing. We were winning pretty good, and I think I was the only one without a hit. And I swung big at a changeup, hit his glove. Next pitch, he got hit in the neck. I thought he hit me on purpose. But the manager the next day said he asked him, and he said no, but I'm sure he just said no because not many people admit they're throwing at somebody.
So where do you come down on that? Is there a place for that in baseball, or is that something that you'd like to see sort of not necessarily taken out of the game, but as less often as possible?
Less often as possible. I don't believe in beanball wars. I think the best way to handle it is by winning. You win the game, you win, you know. Somebody hits a home run and they stand there for a while, so what? You know, you shouldn't have let them hit it. Now, where it does bother me, if the team is down by 5, 6, 7, 8 runs and they hit a home run and do it, then it's like, that's pointless. You know, why do that? But, like, at the same time, I don't believe hitting somebody, you know, is the answer. So, see, next time you strike them out. But, I don't know. I don't like that kind of stuff. You know, I talked to a lot of the guys yesterday about those situations, and we try to stay away from them.
Tommy, I understand, on a more lighthearted note, I understand that you were a fan favorite in Fort Myers. Is that still true? You haven't played there since 2003, but are you still a fan favorite in Fort Myers?
Well, I think so. I mean, I was born and raised there, so I think that helped. But, yeah, I think so. I would like to get back there at some point and coach there. I think it would be pretty cool to be able to coach and manage in my hometown.
We'll let you go on this. It's not quite a Bull Durham story here, but Jason Wheeler, one of the guys that you were the hitting coach in Beloit when he was on the pitching staff there, got called up to the Minnesota Twins the other day. He's a longtime minor league journeyman, if you will, sort of like you were. Do you feel any sort of sense of connection or sense of pride when you see a guy that you coached, even though he was a pitcher, finally get that call to the big leagues?
Yeah, I feel like it's when all the guys that you had on the team get called up, I think it's exciting. And, you know, you're happy for them. I wish everybody that plays minor league baseball can get the feeling of getting called up and playing in the big leagues. It's a pretty special experience. And, you know, I'm happy for them. It's good to see them get called up.
Colonels in action tonight, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits. Hey, what do you think of Mike Cameron's kid, Dax Cameron?
Oh, not bad. I've been wanting to see him for years. I missed him last year. But, you know, he looks like an athlete, put together pretty good. He just missed a homer last night. So I'm trying to keep him off the bases tonight. He had a couple of hits last night. So.
All right, Tommy, we will touch base with you next Tuesday. Sound good?
Sounds good. We'll talk to you later.
All right, Colonel's manager Tommy Watkins joining us on a Wednesday edition of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. When we come back, we'll get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update and more.
At ABC Supply, their goal is to be the best company to work for in America. And right now, they have openings in Cedar Rapids. ABC Supply is hiring now for drivers. Come be a part of their great team at the nation's largest supplier of exterior building supplies. Their benefits are excellent, including health, dental, vision, 401k, and profit sharing. And you'll enjoy paid vacations and holidays. And drivers, you'll be home every night. Ready to build your career at ABC Supply? Apply right now at abcsupply.com.
All right, Dean, time for your annual review.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Okay.
Buy me some cheese curds and ice cold drafts.
Yeah, well, your lunches go pretty long.
I'm in need of sunshine, not a chat.
This is mandatory.
I want epic innings, not balance sheets.
Okay, I get it. Well, enjoy. And have a hot dog for me.
Change up your summer with the Minnesota Twins. Single game tickets are on sale now at twinsbaseball.com.
Welcome back. It is 4:51 on a Wednesday. Your chance to win a couple delicious sandwiches from Chick-fil-A's Lindale location coming up in hour number three tonight during the 6 o'clock showdown. Big thank you going out to Tommy Watkins for joining us. You can catch the Colonels in action tonight and tomorrow, taking on the Quad Cities River Bandits at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The River Bandits, the Class A affiliate of the Houston Astros, who today beat the Twins 17-6, and Jason Wheeler, who was mentioned in that interview with Tommy, designated for assignment today after that loss by the Twins. They also optioned reliever Ryan Pressly to the minors, so that opens up two spots on the active roster and one spot on the Twins' 40-man roster. No idea what they'll do moving forward with those openings. And other baseball news that's passed along, Jose DeJesus Ortiz, who covers the St. Louis Cardinals, has tweeted that they will be releasing reliever Jonathan Broxton and calling up John Gant from AAA Memphis. So news involving the St. Louis Cardinals.
Thank goodness.
Broxton is not the reliever that he was several years ago.
No. I saw one of the more hilarious tweets of the day making kind of a lighthearted, facetious jab at the situation. But Matt Seebeck, who is one of the better followers if you're a St. Louis sports fan or you want to keep a finger on the pulse of St. Louis sports, but he tweeted last night, "Kudos to Mike Matheny for keeping Jonathan Broxton in. If he gets arrested for loitering, it will immediately open up a roster spot."
You know, I once had a late dinner at a Denny's in San Antonio, Texas with Jose. This is well before.
Really?
This is well before he was covering the Cardinals.
Didn't he used to? Where was he at before? Was San Antonio his?
He was in Houston.
Houston. That's what I thought.
For a very long time.
He was in Houston.
He's married to Megan Manful, who was my former boss, my first ever sports editor at the Daily Iowan, and we caught up during the Alamo Bowl trip. The last time Iowa played in Texas, in San Antonio at the Alamo Bowl against Texas, Denny's at like 11 o'clock at night on December 27th or something like that. It was like a couple days after Christmas.
Nothing ever good happens at a Denny's after 10
p.m. I don't know about that. Well, no, I think I do know about that. Well, by the way, we promised a Cubs update. They are in progress in the bottom of the eighth inning. The Cubs and Padres tied at one run apiece, and Jake Arrieta hit fairly hard today, but able to limit the damage. And Luis Perdomo turning in his best start of the year for the Padres and doing it against the Cubs. Go figure.
He was a big time prospect like 6 years ago. Is that right?
No, not a big time prospect, but he was in the Cardinals organization. That's probably
That's
where
right.
you know the name. He was in Peoria a couple seasons ago, and San Diego drafted him in the Rule 5 draft. And how the Rule 5 draft works is you need to keep the player on the major league roster all season long, or you have to offer them back to the team that you took them from. So San Diego, over the last couple years, has made it a habit of drafting multiple players in the Rule 5 draft and hanging on to them because Perdomo's got some talent, and he just hadn't ever pitched above Class A baseball before. So San Diego grabbed him last year, used him in the bullpen, put him in the starting rotation a little bit. This year, they've got a couple guys that were Rule 5 picks. One of them is Miguel Diaz, who's in their bullpen, and the other one is Alan Cordoba, who didn't even get to the Midwest League in the Cardinals organization. He was in Johnson City last year in the Appy League, and he was batting leadoff for them in the first game of the series against the Cubs. You find talent where you can, including in the Rule 5 draft. That's where Hector Rondon came to the Chicago Cubs via. Let's get you a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. We'll start with the news of the day. College football start times for Iowa and Iowa State released, some of them anyway, today. Four games apiece. Three, if you want to include Iowa and Iowa State, since they're both on the same release. That game will kick off at 11 a.m. September 9th and be broadcast on either ESPN or ESPN2. Iowa's other start times released today. The North Texas game at 2:30. Homecoming against Illinois on October 7th at 11 a.m. And the Black Friday game at Nebraska this year will kick off at 3 o'clock on FS1. Start times for the Cyclones, in addition to the Iowa game, UNI kicks off at 7 o'clock. Their road game at Akron will be an 11 a.m. start time, and the Cyclones will host Texas September 28th under the lights at Jack Trice Stadium, either 6:30 or 7 o'clock on ESPN. Iowa first baseman Jake Adams today named one of the 25 semifinalists for USA Baseball's Golden Spikes Award. That award goes annually to the best college baseball player in the country. The Colonels lost to the Quad Cities River Bandits last night 8-2 in the series opener between the two teams. Quad City starter Carlos Sanabria retired the first 18 batters that he faced before a leadoff double in the seventh inning. Same two teams back at it again tonight at 6:35. And UNI softball coach Ryan Jacobs gets a two-year contract extension today that will keep him in Cedar Falls for a while. So, well, that's the news. The Padres, by the way, got their one run by Ryan Schimpf, his 14th of the season. And at one point in time, he was batting under 200. Don't know whether that's still the case or not.
They've also taken the lead. 2-1.
Fantastic. We'll talk college football and take my mind off the fact that the Cubs look like they're going to lose six in a row on this West Coast swing when we return after this. 6 o'clock showdown is on the way tonight as well in hour number three. And Cody Taylor from BasketballInsiders.com. It's been a long time since the NBA has taken center stage. We've waited over a week for the finals to begin, but they get underway tomorrow. Cody joins us coming up at the bottom of the hour.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.